This is 1320 WILS, 651 on this Wednesday. Pregnancy is a time, and you see Beyonce with her pictures. I don't know if you have, but she's glowing. It took a professional, setup to take these pictures, but it's known to be a glowing, wonderful time. My next guest is here to tell you the truth, the real, honest truth. Jocelyn Hayes is the author of the book Pregnancy Uncensored. Jocelyn, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, now, how many children do you have?
Just the one at the moment.
One. And what was that? Now, were you, what was your initial feeling about being pregnant before, well, when you first found out you were pregnant?
Well, first I was happy, and then I got scared. And then I was like, oh, I really have to do this now.
What was the scariest thought in your mind?
Well, I mean, most people like to tell you how, you know, it's a wonderful, glowing time. But, I mean, I didn't really have that experience, and I kind of had a hunch that I wouldn't. So,
now, what was the worst of all the moments of being pregnant? What was the worst moment?
Oh, gosh, trying to pick one. I think possibly the worst was being jet lagged while in the first trimester.
Okay.
Now,
the first trimester. What's the bad part about the first trimester then?
Well, you get the morning sickness and you get fatigue. I mean, it hits you like a truck. It's not just kind of, oh, I need to go to bed early. I have to take a nap right now, anywhere. I mean, I took a nap on the floor sometimes. It was just so desperate. And then you get crazy sort of scent abilities. You can smell things from like 20 feet away. It's crazy. Good things and bad things.
Now, as you move into actually having the belly, how did you adjust to your body changing as you got more pregnant?
I found it really hard, actually. I did kind of mourn my wardrobe. I know that, and you feel bad about it because you're supposed to be, everything's for my child and I'm happy to do this. But I kind of felt like I wasn't really, and I missed it. And it was difficult to watch.
Did you get support from your family? I mean, was your mom cheering along? Or?
They were all really supportive, which does help.
The Jocelyn Hayes with us, her book, Pregnancy Uncensored, The Real Truth of Being Pregnant, and the idea of giving birth, how did that strike you initially?
Oh, I was terrified. I used to have nightmares about it when I was a teenager. I was really terrified. And that's one of the things as well, is that there's so many things that I found that nobody had told me, but the only thing that people generally did tell me was how horrible their labor was.
Okay.
How many hours and how difficult.
Now, did you consider like a home birth or some alternate pathway? Or?
I did. I got to the point where I had to put the deposit down for the hospital birth, and I decided I didn't really want to do that.
Wow. Okay.
I just didn't feel comfortable. I felt really nervous about it. So I decided to have an appointment with a home birth midwife, and she was the only person I'd met throughout the, I don't know what it was, 7 months at that point, who didn't make me feel scared, and I knew that was going to be what I wanted to do.
Interesting. So you gave birth at home, you're saying?
Yeah, in the living room.
In the living room. And so how did that go? Was it a smooth process?
It was, actually. I mean, we avoided the whole panic of, oh my gosh, it's happening. We've got to rush to the hospital. We didn't have to do any of that. We just texted the midwife, kept her up to date, and then she came to us.
What about the pain? How did you deal with that?
You know, at no point did I think I can't do this. I mean, it was bad, but it wasn't ever anything that I thought I couldn't handle. Everybody kept telling me, you're going to want the epidural. You're going to want all the drugs. You want to be flying high. But I didn't feel that I couldn't do it when it actually got going.
Yeah. And what was different in giving birth at home versus if it was in the hospital? Were you in a different position, or were you doing different things? Or?
Oh, lots of things. I spent most of it kind of standing up, squatting, which a lot of the times in the hospital they don't let you do. They prefer you to lie down, often because you're hooked up to IV or tubes. You can keep the lights really low. Unfamiliar people and interruptions. Those are all things that can actually stall your labor and make it longer and more laborious. And I didn't have any of those, so it was actually really very quick.
You're standing and squatting. Do you feel that helped things move along faster then?
Yeah. Let gravity do some of the work.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. Once the baby is there with you, does it make up for all the difficulties you go through?
You know, when my daughter was handed to me, all I remember really thinking was, wow, that was really tiring.
Uh-huh. Tiring. Okay, you take a nap at that point then? Or?
Well, no, I was awake. But, you bond. It took a couple days, really. Tired and sore.
How old is your daughter now?
She's just over a year and a half.
Okay, are you planning on a second child?
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, why a maybe? Why not an absolute yes?
Well, it was not an easy labor for me. I mean, some women do just go through it quite easily, but I mean, that's actually a small proportion of women. And my family aren't over here in America. My family are in England. So we don't have my husband's family is in Canada. So we don't have a big support network. So just trying to keep what I can actually handle.
Other than the home birth you went through, were there any other tricks or tips, some diet things you did that made you feel better along the way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I tried to not eat too much of like the junk food and just, I ate quite a lot of healthy fats and it may just be purely coincidence, but I didn't get any stretch marks, which I was very grateful for. I would say if you don't have to fly during the morning sickness phase, don't, because if you have jet lag, it's just so much worse.
Yeah. Now, no stretch marks. So, do you feel, has your body come back to essentially how it was before the pregnancy?
No, not yet. I'm actually working on some sort of damage that was done. I have what was called a diastasis recti, where the muscle between my abdominal wall, it kind of separated. So, I've been trying to knit that back together.
Do you, so if a young woman asks you, should I have a child, what do you say to her?
I would say children bring amazing things to your life, but you know, you need to go into it with your eyes open. It will never be the same as it was before, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Yeah. You just need to know it. Otherwise, you may have sort of false expectations and then be disappointed because things aren't the same, and they never will be.
Jocelyn Hayes. Read about the truth, the real truth, her book, Pregnancy Uncensored. Pregnancy Uncensored, Jocelyn Hayes, right here on 1320 WILS. Jocelyn, it's been enlightening. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that wraps it up for us. Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin, 1320 WILS. We're back tomorrow. Good night.
A downed power line can sound like this. A live downed power line can also sound like this. But there's one sound that takes care of the danger. Never go near a downed wire, even if it doesn't make a sound. If you see one, immediately report it by calling 911 and Consumers Energy at 800-477-5050. Working together for safer communities. That's our promise to Michigan.